Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Man, bold strategy by Juwan, not bringing anybody in. That's hot. Oh, I know, though. You'll be bringing in a bunch of, or should I say, he'll be getting played by a bunch of big-time recruits next year, right?
Remember Good when grief. People were demanding apologies when Michigan got off to that start this year?
Yeah, and then remember when they finished ninth and mercifully the rest of the season got canceled to spare them any further embarrassment? You better pray to God that Livers comes back. Otherwise, what do they got? Eight scholarship players?
Yeah, that would be it.
You better pray to God he comes back and that Wagner doesn't decide to stay home in Germany. Mike, that is... Whatever. I know nobody cares, but Jesus.
Can I offer you a couple texts, Mike? We got a million of them coming in here.
Yeah, please.
People are asking your questions for you. Mike, do you think that Cardale Jones should have been on that list? That's the biggest
yes.
one-hit wonder I've seen in my lifetime.
Another example, though, of a kid who should have gone pro immediately, would have been a first-round draft pick, and instead waited, came back to school, and was like a fourth-round pick with the Bills. Saw him for 5 minutes in the XFL.
Someone else is saying Jonas Gray should be on that list. He had 5 touchdowns for the Patriots, cover of Sports Illustrated, then never heard from again. That is so true. And by the way, someone did say, Mike, a couple days ago you were talking about a documentary called Restrepo. I watched it, and it was fantastic. Thank you for recommending from Todd in Brighton.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a tremendous, tremendous watch. A little older, probably 2011, but a tremendous watch.
Mike, Chris Shelton should have been on there. Peyton Hillis should have been on there. Also, Anthony...
Peyton Hillis is a great one.
Anthony Kim, PGA Tour. Yes, that's a great one.
What? Anthony Kim.
He was a guy that was absolutely killing it on tour, Ryder Cup team. And then he got hurt, and one of the weirdest stories. He's never returned to the PGA Tour because he cashed out on like a $20 million life insurance policy that he had, where if it's a career-ending injury where he never touches a club again, he gets the money. So he's never touched a club again after. It's a really just bizarre story.
Wow.
But
hold on. Yeah, but wait a minute. That's how insurance policies work. You mean to tell me you wouldn't give up the thing you love most for $20 million? Not a person, but an activity? $20 million. He made the right move. You know how long it would take him to make $20 million on tour?
Yeah, no, and the people have tried to do the math on that before and figure it out.
I mean, this isn't Brooks Koepka. Koepka would probably be costing himself money. I mean, the average golfer is pulling in, what, $2 million a year? On average, PGA card.
Yep.
So, no, I mean, how good was Kim?
Very good. He was, okay, so back in, let's see, his breakout season was in 2008. He won 2 tournaments, earned $4.5 million in prize money on course that season. But then, obviously, he had the injury, and just to read you the exact thing of it. This is from his friend. I had read this article on CBS. I pulled it back up. The answer very well may lie in an insurance policy Kim has against a career-ending injury. An IMG source pegged its value at $10 million tax-free, but Kim's friend, who has had financial discussions with him, says it's significantly north of that, not quite $20 million, but close, tax-free. That's weighing on him very much so. He's trying to weigh the risk of coming back. The way he's phrased it to me is, if I take one swing on tour, the policy is completely voided. So he's
plus,
just been chilling.
The settlement's tax-free.
Tax-free.
Meaning, yep. Let's say it's $15 million. It's really 30. The value of that, and you know, again, he was 23 years old when he gave it up. And
correct.
It's a thumb injury, correct?
Yep. Had a huge policy, that's right.
So I'm reading this. Assuming the figure was right, Kim would have to earn $35 million on and off the course to match the amount he'll collect by never playing golf again. That's factoring in taxes, agent commissions, private jets, diamond-encrusted belt buckles, salaries, and a caddy switch. That's really funny. This is in Golf Digest. But when you look at it, he signed a big deal with Nike following the 08 season. His income peaked the following year to $6 million. So if he was the player he was, he could make the $35 million with 5 good years. But that's a
right.
huge if.
Yeah, would have to earn that's, 35 on and off the course to match the amount he'd collect by never playing golf again. Yep, right.
But 23 years old, he gave up 25 years of golfing on the PGA Tour.
Yep. Yeah, and there's been weird, like, he doesn't even do interviews anymore. I mean, this guy was on the President's
Cup.
Well,
he can't.
No.
I mean,
wouldn't
part of it be an NDA where you can't go out and talk about it?
Yeah, there was I think it was someone from the Golf Network like a month ago that said they ran into him at like some restaurant in Los Angeles.
All right, so hold on.
And he's just off the grid now, basically.
So 2011 Masters, injures his thumb, has surgery a month later. Then wrist tendonitis and blows his Achilles in 2012. Mickelson runs into him a year later. He's still getting over the Achilles. He wasn't talking much. He's playing only 9 holes at a time with a cart. This is in 2012.
Yep.
Hitting it great. He looked ready for the tour. I thought I'd see him in a couple of months. Despite rumors, he hasn't played since withdrawing from the 2012 Wells Fargo.
Yeah, that's 2012 was the last one.
Wow. Nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows what he's up to. That's that, you know,
and there's
what?
There's that quote, too, from his friend in there that said, AK's not injured. He can play. He can walk. His swing looks great. The strike sounds solid. His ball flight's good. His physical health is not the issue. But, yeah.
But can I ask a question? Does the policy void if he just plays golf recreationally?
No, he can. Yes, he plays. I've seen a quote. Yeah, like his friend saying he played with him. He says swing looks really good. Whatever.
Okay.
He can play recreationally. He just can never play professionally. Play on tour. Whatever.
But like, I don't even know what the equivalent would be. Like, I don't know that any of us. There's no equivalent. Like, what? Wouldn't watch sports ever again in life? $20 million. Done.
Right.
Where do I sign?
Right.
Done. You know, when you're...
I mean, you love sports, though. I mean, what about horse racing for you?
Done.
No way. Really? 20,
done.
20 mil tax-free.
Done. Because that's... Mike, do the math. Out.
Yeah.
Like, listen,
but
here's the problem. You're gonna... But Mike...
I know,
okay.
No, I get it.
So part of the documentary... Part of the documentary I watched last night, it was called Minimalist. So it's all these guys who work corporate jobs, and they hated their life. They made a ton of money, but they quit. Now, all of a sudden, they're living in a lunchbox in Portland. The extremism got on my nerves. The point was, scientifically speaking, they say that happiness only increases up to $70,000 a year. Anything over $70,000 a year, you are not adding happiness to the mix. Now, again, we could debate this all the live long day. The theory would be that the $20 million would not buy more happiness than had Anthony Kim just grinded along making 75 grand a year on the PGA Tour. I'm sorry, I can't buy that. The difference is Anthony Kim's entire life pursuit was golf. everything, and you are essentially cashing in those chips.
Yep.
There has to be a mental price you pay.
Sure.
There has to be. And he did it, Mike. He didn't do it at 35 or 40. He did it at 23 years old.
Right. And I think that that's, and look, it's well documented, it's, whether it's Golf Digest, CBS articles I just had up here, it's well documented that there was, you know, reports from the, when he was on the President's Cup team, he'd be out till 4 a.m. partying, he just loves to party, whatever. And I've heard that too from people that would know. But, dude, that's, to never, if that truly is your passion, maybe he's just a different type of guy and just wants to just, you really just go chill and do something else. I don't know, but that would be tough. It really would be, especially when you're on top of the world like that, playing on the, you know, the national team and making
but with
a ton of money.
But the problem is you could never replace the competitive juices.
Right.
Not unless you turn into Jordan and you turn into a golf hustler.
Right.
Which, again, wouldn't that void the policy? You are technically playing golf for money.
Well, as the friend phrased it, though, and it's a swing on tour, so he could play golf as much as he wants, I would think.
So $20 million, you turn into a golf hustler, you play big money games, you invest wisely, the $20 million lump sum. He could very easily turn $20 million into $50 million by the time he's 40.
In 2014, Golf Channel reported Kim no longer plays golf, even recreationally. In 2016, Kim played in a number of charity events. So he still can play on that type of
thing. Right, so he probably went through all the phases of, you know, grief, denial, etc. But, like, it's part of, it's who he is.
See, but I get it, though, because while we're looking at it, you know, being competitive, not everybody wants to be the greatest at everything. You just want to make it sometimes. He made it. He hit his goal. He became a professional golfer, got hurt, boom, take the money and run, right? That's what some people's mindset would be. Well, I hit my goal. I became a professional golfer.
David,
I got hurt. Good.
David,
I'm good.
$20 million. You can never go to church again.
Well, no. No, man. That's different. No.
You can never go to church. You can never sing. You could never read the Bible. You're out.
There was a golf.com reporter that had run into him a month ago in L.A. and it said, the article goes, it seems impossible that someone so high profile in this day and age could just disappear, but that's exactly what Kim has done. He now exists largely in rumor through secondhand stories. So this guy ran into him and he asked him at the restaurant in L.A. and he said, how's the golf game coming along? And Kim replied and said, non-existent. So it is one of those weird stories.
And no
where a guy
one
just
is,
disappeared.
No one's been able to track him down for an interview, a real in-depth interview of his life after golf. That seems impossible to me, unless he has refused comment, which I respect. The man wants his privacy. But, like, wouldn't that be an incredible story for someone to write?
And he's
his life after golf, and what exactly, is the man a recluse? Is he turning into Howard Hughes?
In 2019, there was a ton of requests for a story, like you're saying, what people want to do, a cover story. And one of his friends, actually, not even an agent or anything, said Anthony's not taking any interviews right now.
Yeah.
Let's see, his first interview, he did one in 2015, but he hasn't really been heard from at all since then.
No, I respect it. That's a fascinating story. Really nice job there. We kind of went down the wormhole there, and I apologize to the audience. Circa Sports announcing the second annual Sports Million. When football's back, you'll be gambling on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.